This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Louisiana spent more than $1 billion on tax breaks for people and corporations during the 2017 and 18 fiscal year, with no clear reckoning on whether there were returns on these taxpayer investments, including over $200 million for movie operations. The United Nations issued its most urgent report on climate change to date, warning of mass wildfires, food shortages, and dying coral reefs as soon as 2040. Report recommends putting a price on carbon. About 35% of the money invested in private equity funds that acquire companies and assets and try to flip them for a profit comes from public pensions, according to data firms. Some public pensions are starting to require worker protections in these investments. Minnesota has frozen KKR after 30,000 workers were laid off and denied severance. Oregon criticized TPG for lack of diversity and comments on women. New Jersey has cautioned firms about foreclosures on homes in Puerto Rico. A 2016 report from the research organization RAND Europe estimates that annually Bulgaria loses $7 to $12 billion because of corruption, a fifth of its gross domestic product. A young corruption journalist, rape and murder is being protested. Human waste in public areas has become such a problem in San Francisco that the city has now established a unit dedicated solely to removing it from sidewalks. Automatic voter registration in Georgia, enacted 2 years ago, has helped fuel a 15% increase in Georgia's active registration rolls to about 6.3 million from 5.5 million in 2016. Black registered voters rose 15%, Hispanic 40%, and women up 13%. A lawsuit in Louisiana is challenging inadequate care for 6,000 inmates in the prison system and is now scheduled for trial in federal court. Companies are trying to evade tariffs in order to import goods by switching into another of the 18,927 product codes in order to evade taxes. In a year-long project in 2017, laying 500 miles of cable, Facebook joined several other companies in the largest terrestrial network that they have helped construct in northwest Uganda, servicing 3 million people. Voice of the People, Daily Bulletin, presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.